As the air campaign continues against Afghanistan, U.S. and British warplanes are also continuing to strike Iraq. Allied aircraft have been patrolling no-fly zones in northern and southern Iraq since 1991. The patrols could prove very useful should the U.S. decide to expand its campaign against terrorism. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from southern Iraq.
In the dusty village of Nehran Omar, 20 kilometers northwest of the river port of Basra, farmer Daoud Salman displays what he says are shards from an Allied missile. He says it landed in a nearby field in late September. Salman says he found the shards in his courtyard, which was damaged in the explosion. His sister, Nadia Salman, clutches a 10-month-old child to her breast. She says the infant has been traumatized by the Allied bombings. When he hears the noises of the planes, he starts to tremble, she says. Residents here say Allied planes overfly their village almost every day. They say the area around Nehran Omar has been hit 3 times in a little more than a year, and the villagers wonder why. They say there are no military sites in the vicinity. Furthermore, they note bitterly, their village is Shiite. How can they say they're protecting the Shiites? They're killing them, says Salman Daoud. America is unjust. The Iraqi government challenged the Allied patrols from the outset, claiming they weren't authorized by the UN Security Council. The confrontation intensified in late 1998 after Iraq expelled UN weapons inspectors. US and British warplanes escalated airstrikes in response to what the Allies said was stepped-up anti-aircraft fire and concerns about improvements to Iraq's air defense systems. In the last few months, Iraq says it has downed 3 unmanned US spy planes. Iraqi presidential adviser Abdulrazak Hashemi insists Iraq has a right to challenge the foreign intrusion.
It is a violation of Iraqi space. It is threatening the life of the Iraqi people. It is destroying infrastructure, civilian infrastructure. So Iraq has the right to defend itself and has the right to attack those planes.
Nabil al-Sharif, editor-in-chief of al-Dastur newspaper in neighboring Jordan, closely follows the situation in Iraq. He says there is a broader objective behind the Allied air campaign.
It is intended to keep the Iraqis engaged so that they don't feel they have a free hand to do whatever they want locally or in terms of the region, to make them feel that they are monitored and to remind them that there is still unfinished business.
That question of unfinished business in Iraq has been raised repeatedly in the U.S. media since the September 11th terrorist attacks. The Bush administration says it has no evidence linking Iraq to either the assault on Washington and New York or the recent spate of anthrax attacks. But some argue that even if Iraq isn't complicit, it is a terrorist state and its leader should be overthrown. Iraq says it expects to be targeted. Abdulrazak Hashemi.
Whatever the Americans are going to do, they are not going to, surprise us. We are expecting and we are dealing with the worst that they can do. One thing we are sure of, that they will never achieve their objectives.
But Nabil al-Sharif says the U.S. and Britain have learned a lot about Iraq militarily in the past 3 years. Sharif says the Allies are in a very good position should they decide to expand the war against terrorism to include Baghdad.
You're doing this every day. So instead of sending 10 planes, you can send 30 planes. And instead of limiting the operation to this zone, you can expand that zone. You don't start from scratch. You don't start from zero.
Back in the village of Nehran Omar, some residents say they've heard the U.S. might target Iraq in its war on terror, a prospect they dread. Things are already bad, said one farmer, and now they might get worse. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Southern Iraq.